Barry Trotz. He's the new coach, Barry Trotz. Barry Trotz. I'm really scared I'm going to say Adam Oates, because our new coach is Barry Trotz.
And now he wants you to play.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to What the Pod!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, all you Washington Capitol fans out there. How's it going? Welcome to the new NHL season. This is What the Puck, a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and CapsHill.com. Joining me, as always, taking a break from all his new coaching duties he has. Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm feeling good because even though the NHL season is officially starting tonight as we are talking, it is NHL season eve for Caps fans. First game coming up tomorrow, Thursday, October 9th. I feel like a kid on Christmas. I'm so excited. There's no chance of a lockout.
You never know.
I can't wait for hockey season. I've been watching YouTube videos. I've been watching some hockey fights. This is the best time of year.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty awesome. I'm excited. I'll be going to tomorrow night's game, so I'm very excited about that. I'm actually staring at my ticket right now.
Lucky.
I'm definitely excited to be there, and it'll be a lot of fun. First time I've been to a home opener in, number of years now. I used to go all the time, and then they got good, and it got a lot harder to get tickets. But I'm definitely excited to go. It'll be a lot of fun. Get to wear the jersey. Be able to rock the red, as they say, and see how this new coaching staff does. And the biggest thing I think early in the season is for everyone to just sort of give this team time. I mean, they probably have gelled for the most part, but to give the new lines a little bit of time to gel, to give the coaching staff some time. I know the team always seems to start slow no matter what. Even, you know, back in the old days of Juno and Bondra and Konowalczuk and those guys, the teams always, you know, started slow. And so it would be a very DC thing for it to start slow again. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes. The first couple of games are definitely going to be telling as to how different this team may be and how more defensive-minded we'll see a guy like Ovechkin, how much more he is.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is really a lot of the same guys, but pretty much a brand-new team, new coaching staff. We've kind of seen what the coaching staff has done throughout preseason and how the players are gelling together. But it seems as if this coaching staff at least wants to get some sort of reliability on their lines. They want to get these guys to gel together. They don't want to keep flip-flopping people around. So let's talk about this. This is going to be the opening day roster. Some familiar names, some new names as well. First line, we got Alex Ovechkin, Nick Backstrom, and Eric Fehr. Good selection of putting Eric Fehr there on the wing. I think he'll do well in that new position. He was a guy that possibly going to the second line center. But he also said in an interview before the season got started that he wants to stay at a certain spot and stay there as much as he can because he wants to be able to be consistent in that spot. But I got to say, putting Eric Fehr on the first line, to me, makes sense.
I mean, I guess right now it kind of makes sense. If you have pretty much, if you're playing with Ovechkin and Backstrom, you're probably going to get your fair share of goals and assists. I just think I don't think he's going to stay there, you know, after, let's say, a couple of weeks. I think if Kuznetsov can pick up his game, because he didn't have the best of preseasons, if he can pick up his game, then he'll probably find his way up into that spot potentially. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with Fehr. But it's definitely a good spot for him. And if he can take advantage of it and keep it, you know, keep playing consistent and playing well and stay out of getting injured, then he definitely has a shot to stick around longer than I'm expecting.
Yeah, so second line, we've got Marcus Johansson, who's moving over to a winger. We got Andrei Burakovsky. Big shocker
on my
here.
Team.
I'm a bit shocked that he made the main roster this quickly, but when a guy has a good developmental camp, when he has a good preseason, you can't deny it. And he's already gelling well with the other Capitals. He's made good friends with Nick Backstrom and Alex Ovechkin, so that's good. And then, of course, we do have Troy Brouwer on the second line as well. So this is going to be a fun line to watch, and I'm very excited to see what Burakovsky brings to this team.
Well, hopefully he brings goals and assists to help out my fantasy team, I'll tell you that much. But no, I mean, I think the kid's definitely got a lot of talent. He's got the faith of the coaching staff, and especially Barry Trotz, and I think that – I don't think Trotz is going to make that mistake in thinking a guy's, you know, ready when he's not. I think he's been around this league long enough. He's coached enough young guys to know if they're ready for this league. And, you know, I don't think he'd put him in that spot if he didn't think he was ready. I think if anything, if he thought, you know, this kid can play in the NHL, but maybe he's not quite there yet, he would put him as the, you know, on the fourth line or something. But instead, he decided to put him as a second line center, and we'll see how he does. And let's give – you got to give him some time. If he has a rough game tomorrow, it's not like, oh, well, demote him. Put him back, you know, dump him to Hershey, put him on the fourth line. You got to give him some time. You got to give an opportunity for him, Johansson, and Brower to gel. And I think if he can play the game – the way that Trotz wants it and keeps it within himself to not try and do anything too crazy, then I think he's going to do quite well.
Yeah, I would like to see Andrei Burakovsky get some time playing with Tom Wilson, maybe a little bit with Yevgeny Kuznetsov down the road. But obviously he earned this spot. Second line center was a big gap for the Capitals the last couple of years. And for Barry Trotz to come in and get so much from this kid already. And I mean, he came out and said, I don't imagine this team without him here. So that's huge. And if Barry Trotz has that much faith in him and put it in the second line and not on the fourth line, the kid definitely showed off in the preseason and training camp. So I'm excited to see what he does. You know, preseason games are kind of like, you know, diet hockey. So we'll see how
diet hockey.
Yeah. It's like you want the good stuff, but you know you can't have it just yet. So it's kind of like diet hockey, but this will be more like a real Coke once we get going tomorrow. So third line, we got Jason Chimera, Brooks Like, Joel Ward. I think it's a great idea keeping Chimera and Ward together. Those guys were great last season. They were one of the only good things about last year. And to have Brooks Like actually back, and it seems as if he is 100%. It seems like he's going to be here a little bit. I've missed that Brooks Like. I'm happy to see that he's fully healthy, and hopefully he can be back to the Brooks Like that we all know, because over the last, I want to say, you know, 2 to 3 seasons, the guy's been in, out, and hasn't been playing his best.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing right now for Like is staying healthy. If he can do that, then he definitely brings a lot to the team, and that's sort of the most important thing for them right now, is to make sure that these guys stay healthy, because the thing this team has right now is they have some pretty decent depth. And that's going to be tested, because throughout NHL season, no one really can stay consistently healthy. You have some players that can, and then some guys are Brooks Like or Mike Green. So as long as these guys can stay healthy, Like can play well, and I think he's got a great opportunity playing on this third line between Chimera and Ward. You definitely have three guys that can not only put the puck in the net, but can also play solid defensively, and then they have some speed in Chimera. Ward's not exactly the fastest skater out there, and Like will probably trip over the red line or something as he's going along and break a hip or something. But, I mean, the guys, they're all very good. I like what they bring to the table. I'm a Brooks Like fan. I as long as he can stay healthy, he definitely can bring a lot to this team.
Yeah, so hopefully that third line does well. And then here comes the fourth line. A guy who came out of nowhere, had a great training camp, really did earn himself an NHL contract, Liam O'Brien. A name that I know nothing about, and it seems as if he is going to be there opening night. He's playing with Yevgeny Kuznetsov, and it looks like Michael Latta is also going to be on that line. Congrats to Liam O'Brien, though. I got to say, I was shocked to see that he's here. I don't think he's going to be with the main roster the entire season or even that long, probably enough time for him to get a couple games in, and then when Tom Wilson comes back or Jay Beagle comes back, he'll be shipped down to or up to Hershey, but wow, I mean, out of nowhere, this guy just shows up.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those exciting stories in the NHL. And you kind of have these things every year where some player for some team just kind of – it's one of these guys, he's an invite, or he's like a seventh, you know, sixth or seventh round draft pick who comes out of nowhere and is able to play. And he's able to play in the system and play, you know, potentially play in the NHL. And I don't know if he's going to be the kind of guy that sticks around, but maybe he will be. We'll kind of see how things go with, you know, when Wilson comes back and Beagle comes back, things definitely get interesting as to how this team's going to line up. You know, I doubt they're going to want to take Kuznetsov out of the lineup, and they're going to want to play Wilson. And, you know, who's going to sit? Is O'Brien going to make his way back to Hershey? That would be my guess. But if he comes on strong and plays well in the beginning of the season, when these guys coming back, they're going to have to, you know, he's going to have to, it's going to be hard to take him out of the lineup if he's playing consistent.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I am a little surprised Yevgeny Kuznetsov is on the fourth line. With as much as this guy has been reveled in the past and what a huge deal it was that he was finally showing up last March to be starting on the fourth line. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but I kind of expected more from this guy, especially given the fact that he stayed in D.C. most of the summer, was here, I think, early June, and was practicing as much as he could. It was a kind of a battle between him and Andrei Burakovsky about the second line center, and obviously Burakovsky comes out on top and wins it. But Yevgeny Kuznetsov, he's got to be a bit disappointed that he didn't earn that second line center.
I mean, my guess is he is someone, he's a hockey player who wants to be at his best, and apparently he didn't have the best of training camps and preseason. So maybe this is a bit of a wake up call for him, or they're giving him an opportunity to sort of play his game in the system to start the season where he's not under a ton of pressure, and that he can sort of build up his confidence and build up his strength and build up his skills for the season. And then after a couple of weeks, he gets moved up a line or moved up two lines and replaces someone on the second line or potentially even Fair on the first line. So we'll see where how he ends up. We'll see where he plays. You know, right now he's on the fourth line, but I don't anticipate that's where he's going to be in, you know, come December.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. I can see Yevgeny Kuznetsov being on the same line as Andrei Burakovsky, and I'd like to see them kind of get paired up with Tom Wilson. I think that line would be super quick, and you got a guy like Tom Wilson who will get in front of that net, and he's a big body, and nothing taken away from Andrei Burakovsky either. He's a tall dude. He's up there, so I'd like to see those three guys kind of get paired together, but we'll see what happens. It's a long season, and we're just at the very beginning. So now let's talk about defensemen. John Carlson is teamed up with Brooks Orpik, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, and then we have two of the following are playing: Mike Green, Nate Schmidt, Jack Hillen, or John Erskine. So there's four guys there. Mike Green may not be available. Shocking. Mike Green could be hurt to start the season.
What? That's crazy.
But you might see a pairing of maybe like Nate Schmidt and John Erskine as your defensive pairing. But two new guys. We got two former Penguins, Brooks Orpik, Matt Niskanen, now in red, wearing the Capitals jersey. I expect more out of the Carlson-Orpik line than anybody else. I think they've had a little bit of history together playing for Team USA in Sochi. So I'm excited to see what these two guys bring to the table.
I like the signing of both of the former Penguins players. The problem, I think, or at least with Orpik, was just too much money. But, you know, you can't change that now. And I found it interesting. I read an article, and I cannot remember who it was by. I think it was in the Washington Post. Or Orpik basically was told by the Capitals that we signed you because of what you've done in the past, not what you're going to do in the future. Which isn't the best.
Wow.
It's not really the way things should work. I'm sure he was like, yeah, whatever, just give me the check. Like, he didn't really care. But, I mean, he probably cares to someone because it's kind of insulting. But, you know, I think this is the team acknowledging that he's going to be a handicap for, you know, salary cap-wise in the future. But we'll see how that goes. That's in the future. For right now, he's definitely a solid pickup. I think having the USA guys together, I don't think them playing together at the Olympics necessarily built up enough that chemistry that it's going to make a huge difference. I think they're still going to have that, you know, potential mistakes and errors and miscues between one another in the early part of the season because they're not quite – ready to play together, or, you know, they could start out great and they could play well together, you know, so it's tough to say exactly how it's going to work, but the defense is just head over heels above where they were last season. I mean, they are just way above where they were last season. The fact that we're starting our third pairing is potentially Erskine and Schmidt is a little frightening, but, you know, whatever, that's fine. You know, we'll see if Green, you know, he's a game time decision. We'll see if he's good to go tomorrow. I'll tweet out at warmups if I make it in time. If he's out there warming up, and so we'll see what happens. But I mean, if Green can play, and dear God, if he can stay healthy, the defensive pairings certainly look like they're going to be phenomenal. I thought at one point Green was going to play with Niskanen, but I guess they switched it up, putting Alsner with him, and we're just waiting for Orlov to come back because, well, Green and Orlov, that could be dangerous defensively, both for the Capitals and for the other team, and that both of those guys can shoot and bring the puck up the ice, but they defensively are not the best players out there.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens here. Goaltending wise, we know what's going on. Braden Holtby being backed up by Justin Peters. Holtby is the number one guy. There's no doubt about that. Holtby didn't have the greatest season last year. He had little faith from our former coach, Adam Oates, in this guy, obviously, given the fact that they traded away Michael Neuwirth and brought in Halak, and Halak played most of the games after that, and then Halak is just gone after half of a season. Braden Holtby was told to kind of play a different way than he's used to. And with a new goaltending or a new goaltender coach, and the fact that it seems as if they're saying, dude, you're the number one guy here. No worries. Play your best. You've shown what you can do. You're a number one goaltender. Go and do your thing. It seems like they're giving him a little bit more freedom for Holtby to be Holtby. And I'm excited to see that because we haven't seen the true Holtby in a while now.
Yeah, I think between the new coaching staff, Mitch Korn, and the goalie coach, working with him and Mitch Korn, I think Holtby definitely has the opportunity this season to really solidify his status. Maybe not an elite goaltender, let's not go there yet, but as a very solid, if not very good, very talented number one goalie. I think last season the style that they had him playing was not working. I think the switch from what he's used to doing to what they have him sitting back further in the net was just not comfortable for him, and it was a rough transition for him. I think that's why he had a lot of struggles last season. I think he's definitely going to play better. I think they have a proven coaching system now, which is going to help not just Holtby, but all of the players. It's the biggest change between last season and this season, aside from the fact that their defense doesn't make your stomach hurt, is that the coaching staff is experienced. It's not a bunch of guys that are learning on the job. It's guys that have been there before. They know what they want, and they're going to get that out of the players, whether the players like it or not. And if they're not going to get that what they want out of the players, and they're going to bench these guys, I think these guys have no problems benching anybody. So if Holtby's not going to be the guy to play well, they're going to sit him down, you know, have a conversation and play Peters. Now, the good thing is that Peters is here knowing he's a backup. So Holtby doesn't have necessarily – yeah, sometimes it's nice to have that pressure for goalies. You have that guy behind you so that the goalies are consistently playing at their top form because they know if they screw up, that other guy is going to take their spot. I think with the system now, Holtby's been shown that he's the number one guy. And I think for him, that's a good reassurance so that he can go on and play his game the way he knows how.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, we've seen what happens. We've happened with Varley and with Neuwirth. We've seen that battle. And then you have a guy like Tomas Vokoun come in out of nowhere when you're like, all right, we got two young guys. And then he comes in and out of nowhere, and then there he is. And it was a big change for everybody. But I like the fact that this coaching staff is coming in. They're playing their way. They're doing it their way. They are not trying to be anybody else. And something that's very subtle, but I like it about Barry Trotz, is the fact that if you were at developmental camp or if you saw the training camp T-shirts, he has sayings on it. It kind of reminds me of John Harbaugh with the Ravens, is that there's always like a theme for the year for the team. And there's a theme that the fans can get behind. And for like developmental camp, on the back of the T-shirt, it said "never given, always earned." So he's already instilling that, you know, we're a team, but everybody's got to do their part. So I like the fact that he's coming in and he's making sure everybody's accountable. That he wants to make sure that everybody knows that no one person's bigger than the team. And I think Troy Brower even said it. Troy Brower even said it on Media Day. He said, look, in the last couple of years, it's all been about stats on this team. Who's doing this? Who's doing that? And he said, this new coaching staff's coming in, and it's a very big difference because no one cares about the stats. All they care about is getting wins and getting the job done because as a team, you win the Stanley Cup. No one person wins the Stanley Cup alone. So with that mindset and with the fact that Brower came out and said that the T-shirts are being made and the way Barry Trotz has been so far, I'm very excited about this team. I'm very excited about what they will do this season. And I like so far, even though we haven't seen a true blue hockey game yet, I like what Barry Trotz has done so far. This is a very welcome change, and I feel as if this is the first time in a long time the Capitals have a confidence behind them before even starting the season. Because always it was like, we have to learn it from this guy, we have to change our thing this way, we have to do this, we have to do that. It looks like everybody's excited, everybody's comfortable, and everybody's ready to go.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, like you're just saying, it's the fact that this is a coaching staff that's been there before. They may not have all worked together before. They brought in Todd Reardon from Pittsburgh, and so you know they brought in guys from both the East and the West, Western Conference. So these guys understand the NHL as a whole. It's not you're bringing in a scout and former player in Callie Johansson. You have Colsey, who's been learning on the job for the past couple of years. You know, you're bringing in a couple of guys who have been there before, or been around the league, but not necessarily as coaches. You're bringing in guys who know what they're doing. It's not a situation like Bruce Cassidy where that first meeting he's got notes written out on a freaking napkin. You know, it was ridiculous. You've got guys who have been there before. They know what they want, and they are going to get it out of these players because they've done it before. Trotz has coached veterans. He's coached rookies. He's coached guys who are in the middle of their career. He knows what he's doing. And that, I think, is the best thing. And I'm excited to see what this team can do. I am excited for this season. Last season, you know, while I was excited, it was still tough because you're kind of like, you don't really know what you're going to get out of Adam Oates, and it wasn't all that great in the end. But with Trotz, you know what you're going to get. They're going to play solid defensively, but he's also going to bring some offense out of this team because somehow Oates figured out how to not get as much offense out of this team, but it's almost impossible freaking not to. So with the guys that they've got, the fact that they believe – the biggest thing was how Trotz and Ovechkin are going to get together. You know, are they going to be able to mesh well, or are they going to be a freaking nightmare and hate each other? And I don't think that's the case. I think that Trotz believes in Ovechkin. He's going to give him the opportunity to score, but he's also going to bring more of a defensive game out of him, which is what everybody, especially Mike Milbury and all of Canada, have been complaining about. He doesn't play solid enough defensively, which is kind of true. Let's not argue that point.
Oh yeah, even Nick Backstrom came out and said that he thinks Ovi is slowly realizing that he's not there just to shoot goals and get goals. He's got to be an all-around player. I mean, even for your teammate, Backstrom, your boy, who you even brought over to Russia to play in Dynamo during the lockout with you. He's your buddy. He's your guy. For him to say that, that's huge. And hopefully Ovechkin knows that now. That's the thing I like about Barry Trotz, is that I don't feel as if he's going to take any crap from any of the players, especially Ovechkin. I like Ovechkin. He's a star. He's the face of this team. But, you know, he does feel as if he is that guy. He's important enough where he doesn't have to do certain things. And I think Barry Trotz is going to call him on it. And I kind of like that. I like the fact that it seems as if Barry Trotz might make Ovechkin a little bit more humble. And I'm excited to see that. And I think Ovechkin's going to be a better player for it.
No, I agree. I mean, the thing – all right, so go back with Ovechkin. Look at all the coaches he's had. Let's not go all the way back. Let's go with Boudreau. Boudreau had no clue how to get him to play defensively, but offensively he made him a freaking nightmare for other teams. So that was great. Great offense, no defense. Then you had Dale Hunter, who – he brought the defensive side out of Ovechkin. You saw him in the playoffs – blocking, laying down to block shots out of nowhere, but he couldn't get the offensive side to go for Ovechkin. Then you had Adam Oates, back to Boudreau. Lots of offense, no freaking defense. I think Trotz, because he's been around this league before and because he's coached players, not as talented as Ovechkin offensively, but guys who are pretty damn good offensively, offensively, he knows how to get both sides out of him. I think he's going to put him in position to score goals, but also make sure that he's getting back and covering his duties defensively. And if he doesn't, he said before, he's going to bench him. He's going to teach him to play defensive hockey, and he has the clout and the confidence to be like, I don't care what your name is. I don't care that you're one of the biggest players in the league and you're the you know, media darling and all that sort of, except for Canada and all that sort of stuff. You're still going to sit on the bench if you're not playing the game the way it should be played.
Yeah, and I don't think Ovechkin's ever going to sit on the bench just because he's a hard worker and he does
not like for a full game, but no. You know, they're not going to bench. Well, unless he's injured, but you know, not going to.
Well, like,
if it's a system where he's like, you know, he misses a defensive assignment and the other team scores a goal, I wouldn't be surprised if for his next shift he gets left out and someone gets to go play one shift on his line, as you know, sort of a Trotz going up to him, giving him a kick in the butt and saying, "Hey, that was your fault. You got to wake up."
Well, Trotz already kind of did that in one of the preseason games during the shootout. He came up to Ovechkin. He's like, "Are you ready for this?" And Ovi's like, "I don't know." And he goes, "All right, fine, sit down." And then he put in three other guys. He said, "I would have played him eventually, but you can't come to me and say, I don't know how I feel about this one. Expect to be put in there." So hopefully that's eye-opening for Ovechkin. I think he'll be a better player and a better teammate if that happens. I'm excited to see what Barry Trotz does. So opening night tomorrow night up against the Canadiens should be really fun. Great game. It's the 40th season, the 40th anniversary for the Capitals, and they're up against the Montreal Canadiens, the first team they went up against. They're going to be wearing their Winter Classic, their old Winter Classic throwback jerseys. So that'll be fun to see. But let's talk about the injury reserve real quick. There's four guys on injury reserve right now. We've got guys that are on short-term injury reserve, so we might see them before the end of the month. We have Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. Jay Beagle has an upper body injury, and Tom Wilson, we know he hurt his ankle. May or may not have been skateboarding.
Was he skateboarding? We don't know.
But, hey, you know how these kids are these days with their skateboards and their wheelies and stuff like that. He's just a kid.
Say wheelies or heelies?
I don't know. That's how old I am. I don't know what they're called.
I don't know.
And then then we have long-term injury reserve, which means we might not – the earliest we can see these guys is mid-November.
I think they're saying, Wilson's out. Orlov is out until November.
Yeah.
Yeah, Volpatti, who cares? Wilson, I wouldn't be surprised until he's not back until Orlov at the same time. I thought he was going to be on long-term injury reserve. I was actually really surprised they didn't put him out there.
Yeah, but apparently they're keeping him fresh and letting him skate and everything. But
staying away from skateboards.
Jay Beagle, Tom Wilson, we'll see them before Dmitry Orlov. Hopefully he can be back in this lineup soon. And Aaron Volpatti, probably going to not be here very long, but
he might want to start looking for apartments in Hershey.
can he go on waivers, maybe. Yeah. So a big question now is, though, I mean, you've got Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, who could come back in a week or two. What happens? Of course, you can see Liam O'Brien leaving town and going to Hershey. Same thing with Michael Latta. But what do you do when these two guys come back? Do you shift up the lines? Do you put Tom Wilson as he's coming back from an ankle injury? I'm sure you just want him to kind of wait it out on the fourth line just to see how he does. But do you move these guys around? Jay Beagle has time playing with Alex Ovechkin, but highly doubt that he's going to leave the fourth line this season. So what do you think? What are these guys going to do to the lineup once they're back and healthy?
This is a tough one. I think some of it depends on how O'Brien does. If he can end up playing well, I keep wanting to call him some other Irish name. I don't know why.
I want to call him Conan.
Call him Conan?
Conan O'Brien.
Okay. Well, if Conan can play, no. I think if O'Brien plays well, I think it's going to be hard to keep him out of the lineup. I think in that case, Beagle could suffer getting a spot back. And I think Latta can end up being on the odd man out. In the end, I think when Wilson comes back, he's definitely going to get a spot in the lineup. I think that's when either O'Brien or Latta end up on the bench and up in the press box, I should say. And then if, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if Johansson struggles, or even if he actually starts out really well, but so does like Yevgeny Kuznetsov. I wouldn't be surprised to see Johansson shipped out, Kuznetsov takes his spot, and then you could see a fourth line of, I don't know, O'Brien, Beagle, and Wilson. Or something like that, you know, and you have this opportunity to play Kuznetsov higher up and on the second line with Burakovsky and Brouwer, potentially get something really good in moving out Johansson, and then you're able to keep this O'Brien kid around if he plays well. I mean, I don't anticipate him sticking around. Once these guys come back, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to Hershey. But, you know, these guys, there's always stories every year of these guys coming out and playing well, and so I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe this is the turn of the year the Caps have one of these guys that's able to stick around. So my guess is you end up with sort of an O'Brien, Beagle, Wilson, or O'Brien, Kuznetsov, Wilson when everybody is healthy. Or healthy-ish. I mean, for all we know, when these guys are back, someone else gets hurt.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right, very cool, man. So anything else we should discuss happening on in Caps world?
Well, Ovechkin staying the captain, Backstrom staying as the assistant, and Brooks Orpik is now the other new assistant captain for the Washington Capitals. I thought that was pretty interesting. I've been trying to figure out what the giveaway for tomorrow night is, and they don't seem to have a thing up. You know, they always give away something on the first game.
A magnet.
Is it a goddamn magnet? That's so lame. Seriously, wait, is it a magnet? I have no idea. They don't have a thing on the website.
They don't. That's interesting.
Oh, they're giving away nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting nothing. You're going to have to buy a puck, a specialty puck.
Well, you already have to. Actually, they'll give away something, but you'll have to pay for it. Although you kind of are doing that in your ticket. Whatever. The point is, give me something for free. That's pretty much all the Caps news. I'm excited for the season to start. Tomorrow is definitely going to be wearing some Caps gear to work and getting ready for the game. Just hoping that they start strong. I mean, they're playing Montreal, which is you know, they're not a bad team. So no. It's going to be tough. You got to come out strong. I think the first 5-10 minutes is going to be very telling. With Montreal playing tonight, it definitely, you know, gives them the opportunity to start strong in case they're a little winded from the back-to-back.
Very true. And you know what PK Subban said about his wind.
Yes. Yeah, he's a weirdo.
He's a weird guy.
I would love to have him on the Caps, but I don't know why he's farting in people's faces. That is rude.
Very rude. All right, well, I'm excited for Caps hockey tomorrow night. Make sure you check it out whenever you get off work and celebrate the Caps. Like you said, you're wearing Caps stuff to work.
Yeah.
I got two words for you that I'm wearing to work. Red jeans. All I'm saying. got those. But all right, so that's it for what's going on in Caps world. We're going to take a quick break and hear a word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network. And then we're going down on the farm since we can't go up 83 for both our teams anymore. So check it out. We'll be right back after this word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
All right, that music doesn't really make me think about farming, but we're going down on the farm. We now have the Hershey Bears once again, and we are sharing the South Carolina Stingrays with the Boston Bruins. So, Coach Dan, Farmer Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
No, that is definitely not sticking. No. And I think it's really lame we're sharing South Carolina with Boston, but whatever. Not that big of a deal. I just thought it was kind of dumb. We got a little bit of news for both teams. Dane Byers will be the captain of your 2014-2015 Hershey Bears. I'm actually hoping to get to a couple of games this year, at least one or two. Yeah. I think my record is still that I have yet to see them win a game at Giants.
I'm right there with you.
In general.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
So, Bears, it'd be great if you could win the next time I go up, because I think I'm 0-5 at the moment. So, how about you help me out? Assistant captains will be Garrett Mitchell, former Washington Capitals draft pick, and Mike Moore. In South Carolina, Hershey actually sent Garrett Hart and Braden Pym down to South Carolina recently. And the interesting news, South Carolina also signed former Ranger backup during last season's Stanley Cup losing run, David Letnevo. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting that they would sign a guy who was playing for the – well, he wasn't really playing. He dressed but just sat on the bench for the Rangers during their Stanley Cup run. Is now playing in the ECHL. It's a little strange, but, you know, maybe it's one of those things where he's just going to build up his stats and get signed by an AHL team in the future. But that's what's going on down on the farm.
I'm a little bummed Garrett Haar got bumped down to South Carolina. I was hoping to see him up in Hershey. But again, this is his first professional year. He's not playing juniors. He's not playing in college. This is his first professional year. So maybe him going to South Carolina, getting a couple games in there will do him good. I've always been impressed with him, especially at developmental camp. But best of luck to him. And like you said, I want to make it up to some Hershey Bears game. I highly doubt I'll be going to South Carolina to see the Stingrays. But
that's a hike.
Yes, I checked it out. It's like 8 to 9 hour drive, which not fun in the
if
winter.
You happen to be in South Carolina, why not go?
Then I will go, yes. But up until not going on my own, I'll probably hit up some Hershey Bears games as well. I know in December there's a bobblehead night, and I'll probably go to that. So, yeah, so that's cool. That was Down on the Farm, our newest segment here on What the Puck. Again, we're going to take another quick break. This time, a word from CapsHill.com, and then we're going to go around the NHL.
What the Puck is available on CapsHill.com. Check out blogs and funny photos that have appeared on the NHL Network. That's CapsHill.com.
All right, here we go. The NHL season is upon us. It's happening right now. Actual hockey is on our televisions, people. That is great news. And Coach Dan, he's going to tell us all about what's going on around the NHL. Coach, what we got going on?
Well, a little bit of news going on with the first games starting tonight. The first goal of this NHL season was scored by Montreal's Max Pacioretty in tonight's game against Toronto. Toronto actually has come back. They're up 2-1 now. About 4 minutes and change into just went from like 16:25 to 15:55 in the second on NHL.com's website. Way to keep things updated, boys. Idiots. Anyways, and then a little bit of other news. Columbus's Brandon Dubinsky will be out 6 weeks after undergoing abdominal surgery. That sounds painful. Also in the painful category, Carolina's Jeff Skinner will be out for the foreseeable future after suffering a concussion. So congratulations to Sarah for drafting him in our fantasy hockey draft the other night. Way to pay attention. It's a great, great job. But yeah, that's a bit of interesting news. Looks like Malkin's going to be ready, but Datsyuk is out. I had Datsyuk on my fantasy team last year. That dude was getting hurt all the time, which is very disappointing for a guy that is just ridiculously good as he is. So yeah, the NHL, we are back.
Yeah, buddy. That's
They're
right.
Back. We're back. Boston's beating Philadelphia at the moment.
The way things should be.
Sure. I'm not going to say what I'm thinking because it's inappropriate about the Flyers, but I'm sure you can figure out what it is.
So until we talk again here on What the Puck, here's the games to check out and where to tune in to see them. Thursday, October 9th, the Canadiens are joining the Capitals in D.C. for the home opener. That time is 7 p.m. Coach Dan will be there in person, but if you are not, you can see it on Comcast Sportsnet. Saturday, October 11th, the Capitals go up to Boston, up against the Bruins at 7 o'clock, again, Comcast Sportsnet. And then on Tuesday, October 14th, the Capitals are back home, and they welcome the San Jose Sharks. And that game is at 7 o'clock, again, Comcast Sportsnet. So that's pretty much it for when we until we get back. That's three games. Check them out as much as you can. If you like the Capitals, if you like What the Puck, and you want to be a part of the show and let us know what you think about us, what you think about the Capitals, what you think about the show, tweet to us. You can tweet to me, at Brando Cash. Tell me you love the show. Tell me you hate the show. Tell me I suck. Tell me I'm great. Just let me know you're listening in some way. And that's all I'm really asking. And Coach Dan, he's on Twitter as well. Where can people follow you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. You can also find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is if I actually have an opportunity to write an article in the relatively near future. Things are getting busy in the fall. But yeah, you can find me occasionally at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals. That's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. That's where you get information about this podcast, all the other podcasts from Brando Cash Entertainment, as well as photos and videos and where to check them out at. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. Just posted a few pictures of a buddy of mine who is an artist, local artist, and he's so excited about the Baltimore Orioles winning. He went out and actually painted the Oriole bird and Adam Jones on his lawn in spray paint, and it looks awesome. Great way to paint the town orange. So check those out at Facebook.com/BrandoCash. What the Puck is on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. Like us over there. And then go over to Twitter at WTP_Podcast. Follow us. Let us know what you think of the show. Now, all we ask people, listen, we do this show for free. You guys download it for free. You stream it. You listen to it. You download it on iTunes, Stitcher, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, CapsHill.com, or What the Puck, Caps.BrandoCash.com. All we're asking in return is for you guys to spread the word about the show. It's the only way the show's going to get bigger. It's the only way the show's going to get better. If you guys spread the word, we can get some sponsorship. We can get some better mics. We can do a little bit of everything. We can make t-shirts, whatever you guys want us to do. So spread the word and make sure we get those download hits, okay? So let people know, be social. Tell people on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit. Anywhere you are social on the web. Say, hey, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I love hockey. I listen to What the Puck. And you should too. So everybody, this is the beginning of the Washington Capitals season. We got a lot to look forward to. We got new coaches. We got new players. We've got a Winter Classic coming up in a couple months. What an exciting time to be a hockey fan and to especially be a Caps fan. So tomorrow night, you're going to be unleashing the fury, possibly from your couch, possibly with Coach Dan at the Verizon Center. So what you just got to do is sing it with me, people. Let's go, Caps!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
I think the first 5-10 minutes is going to be very telling.
Sorry, I'm yawning.
Good timing.
Yeah, that was great. All right, so until we talk again on What the Puck, here's the games to check out.